Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for November 10th to November 17th and beyond?
Mercury ended its 3 weeks long retrograde period as of today, Sunday, November 10th. The planet of communications, rational thinking, data, and information is now back to normal, until the next Mercury retrograde, which will be 3 months from now. The next retrograde period for Mercury starts on February 6th next year.
I see that Mercury is not far from Rahu, the eclipse point, which just last week gave us a solar eclipse. Mercury gets closer to Rahu this week with an exact conjunction on November 18th. The combination of Mercury and Rahu gives us some interesting potential outcomes.
Rahu is a natural malefic, and Mercury is a neutral planet by nature and so easily influenced. Rahu, as an eclipse point, can darken, obscure, create confusion, obsession. When combined with Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, it's easy to see that things can head into some strange territory. Obsessed thinking, confused reasoning, dark media stories, toxic explanations, cobwebs on the brain where the mind can dwell on some really yucky stuff.
Oh, well, we've had lots of examples of Mercury retrograde conjunct Rahu over the past couple of weeks. Now we get Mercury in normal motion conjunct Rahu. It will be interesting to compare the two. Mercury retrograde indicated a lot of going back, dealing with past decisions, with Rahu adding elements of confusion, obfuscation, and even poisonous substances. Now with Mercury direct, instead of the events dealing with the past, it will be with decisions being made in the present.
Okay. The Sun enters Scorpio on Friday, November 15th. Although the Sun will not be conjunct or opposite any other planet, it will be forming a Parivartana Yoga with Mars for 10 days, while Mars is still in Leo, the sign ruled by the Sun. Thus, the Sun and Mars are forming a relationship, one that reinforces the energies of these two dynamic planets and puts power into the signs Scorpio and Leo.
This combination is beneficial for both the Sun and for Mars's significations. Both of these planets are friends in Vedic astrology, and they share some characteristics. Both are hot and fiery, results-oriented planets. When they combine in any way, it creates a strong energy for forceful action.
Venus is now transiting in Sagittarius. That puts it in the rising sign of the USA chart and opposite to the four USA natal planets in the seventh house. Venus will be exactly opposite natal Venus on Monday, November 11th. Venus will next be exactly opposite USA natal Jupiter on Friday, November 15th. The Venus transit gains more significance because the USA is now in a Venus subperiod, which activates the Venus significations overall, as well as the placement of Venus in the natal chart.
Wow, it's a Venus wedding cake practically here. Generally, Venus transiting the ascendant, and especially when opposite natal planets in the seventh, is conducive to better relationships. In the case of a country's chart, these are relationships with other countries. Venus is the planet of agreement and compromise. Thus, it is no surprise that Secretary of State John Kerry is busy overseas making nice to a barnyard full of United States allies, many of whom hate each other's guts. And for a while, it even looked like progress was being made in negotiations with Iran for a reduction in their nuclear development program.
Yes, but it didn't come to pass. Anyway, even though Venus and Jupiter are both benefic planets, when they are interacting, we don't always get something beneficial. Jupiter stands for increase. Venus stands for pleasures and entertainment. So the result can be like too much of a good thing, which has been manifesting lately on the domestic front as over-the-top behavior, too much optimism, the rose-colored glasses syndrome. The Venus-Jupiter interaction is further magnified because Jupiter is transiting in Gemini right now. So not only is Venus opposite the natal Jupiter in the USA chart, Venus is also opposite Jupiter in the zodiac for this month.
Oh, yes, and we shall see how that works out. But for now, we are out of time and space for this segment of the show. Until next week.
Until then.